DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To you now, Sandy Beach and Company.
Hello. I'm just writing something down, if you don't mind. Thank you very much. It is Beach and Company, and I'm Sandy Beach, and I have a spoiler alert. And this is especially for one member of our audience, Tony Caligiuri. Tony, I want you to put your fingers in those little Italian ears of yours, because I'm about to say something that's going to ruin your day. Are you ready?
Go for it.
Okay. Seinfeld! Last night on Netflix, the new Seinfeld stand-up. Okay, Tony, you can take your hands out of your ears now.
I'm sorry, were you talking?
Yeah, no, I wasn't saying anything. Last night on Netflix, I watched Bernadette, the woman who has a particular set of skills, and one of them is laughing at Seinfeld doing stand-up, okay? Buzzy, did you see Seinfeld too?
Yeah, watched most of it in segments throughout the day. Most of it.
I'll give you my opinion, and then you can give me yours.
Sounds
I always
great.
Go first, okay? Because my name's on the sign, so that's why I get to go first. First of all, it was very professional. His timing is fantastic. And the audience loves Seinfeld. Seinfeld is in a position like Bob Hope used to be, that when Bob Hope would walk out on a stage, people already loved Bob Hope. And so no matter what material he was using, they loved him. And I think it's the same thing with Seinfeld. People love Seinfeld, including us. I've seen every episode of Seinfeld probably 10, 20 times. I still laugh at them. And so I could hardly wait for Seinfeld. As I said, professional, well done. Out of his whole set, maybe one joke flopped, and it wasn't that bad. It was okay, but it wasn't up to the rest of it. I would say that it was good, but it wasn't great. Because we set the bar so high for Seinfeld that if anybody else was doing his set and did it as well as he did it, we'd be very happy. Hey, check this guy out. He's really funny. But because of Seinfeld, we hold him to a higher expectation. So I'm saying he was good, but I don't think he was great. Okay, what's your opinion?
Yeah, you know what, Sandy, it's funny you say that. I think there were some jokes that had me laughing. Not going to lie, had me laughing. But the anticipation and the fact that he is Jerry Seinfeld adds to it, right? I mean, like you said, if it was some random person, oh, yeah, this guy's got some good material. He's got promise. But this is Jerry Seinfeld, and you know, you had the excitement of seeing it, and he's to a point now where he does stand-up, you're going to enjoy it. because it's Jerry Seinfeld. Absolutely. It reminds you of the little skits between shows on the show back in the 90s. So, yeah, I would say, like you said, I think Jim Norton is a great comedian. I think Jerry Seinfeld was good in this Netflix special.
Yeah, you know who else is great? And normally, I wouldn't like this kind of a stand-up, but I do, and he's very funny, is Gaffigan, Jim Gaffigan. He is very funny. Sit there and watch, and there's like three or four stand-ups from Gaffigan on Netflix, and they're all funny. You can watch him one after another, and he does the thing on the CBS News on Sunday morning from 9 to 10:30, and how he is now stuck in his house with his five kids and his wife. Very funny. Yeah, Seinfeld stuff was about the difference between men and women, and he's 65. He said he was 65 years old. Boy, it's hard to believe it, isn't it, that he's 65?
Yeah, I mean, A, he looks good for 65, but yeah, wow.
Well, I'm used to seeing him on his sitcom, of course, where he's got the bicycle hanging up on the wall and stuff.
And hair.
Yeah, and he's single. He's not married. But it was a good show and well worth watching. And I'll watch anything Seinfeld does. But it wasn't quite to the level we expect of Seinfeld. So that's it. You know, he set the level that high. And it's difficult to achieve it every day. It's kind of like the problem I have. You know, I have to leave half of my jokes in the living room before I can get in here. So I go back anytime if I'm ever sick, I'll just go to the various rooms and collect the jokes I've dropped off on my way to here. Do you believe this will be the end of the seventh week we've been remote like this?
It's crazy.
Yeah, doesn't it seem like, if you would have asked me, I'd have said three or four. It's 7 weeks.
It just seems like everything's blended together. Every day is the same. It's Groundhog Day.
The seasons. You look out the window and you wonder where the snow is. Of course, you can't use that as an example because we're supposed to get some by Friday. The season's blending together. The time is blending together. It's weird. It's just like we're killing time, waiting for time to begin again.
Well, you know how we've got the COVID-19 going on, the Wuhan virus, and now we're hearing about these murder hornets. So it's like the whole year is this the apocalypse? And to top it all off, we got Danny Neverth on the hotline.
Danny Neverth on the hotline. Oh, life doesn't get any better than that. Hello, Dan.
Hey, you know what? I am a unique person. I really am a unique person. I never realized this before, but I read in the newspaper all of the people who have been laid off in broadcasting. And here's the deal, okay? That's why I'm so unique, okay?
Yeah.
They would say that someone's show was eliminated, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
They would say that someone was furloughed. I love that word. Someone
furloughed.
Was,
yeah, that's a new one. They never used to use that, but yeah, furloughed.
And then there were some other people who were laid off temporarily, going on a 3-week vacation without pay or whatever. Okay, all these things, and my name was mentioned in there. And of all the people that are no longer in broadcasting during this whole thing, I'm the only one who got fired.
Well, you know why? It's what I was just talking about Seinfeld, Dan. You are the leader of all broadcasters before, during, and after in New York. So that when anything happens to you, you don't want to be like everybody else. You don't want to be furloughed. Yeah, you're fired is better, especially in radio, because we all get fired.
Well, you know, you were my boss for a period of time, a couple of times. Did you ever consider firing me? Come on, be honest.
No, not really. I considered throwing you out the window of my office, but never firing you.
Hey, you know what? During everybody's getting kind of uptight. I think you realize that. You see that.
Sure.
You're out. You know, if you're out somewhere, you just notice it. Okay, a couple of things. Driving when there's not a lot of traffic on the highway. That's a good thing. Okay. Not a lot of traffic. But when you do see traffic, they're in a hurry. Where are they going?
Yeah, they're in a hurry to go nowhere, because wherever they're going, it's closed.
Okay. And I saw something very unique. I've never noticed this before. You can't go into the bank. You can't go to my bank because you have to make a reservation to go inside.
Yeah, same with our bank, yeah. But with you, the difference is at your bank, they send a car for you.
Okay, yeah. So anyway, and besides, it's kind of scary to go into a bank wearing a mask. Okay, so I go to the drive-thru. Now, there are a lot of people, obviously, that have to do their banking, and they go to the drive-thru. So there are two lanes. Now, I pull in, and there's probably six cars in front of me, three and three. So I look, and then there's not only three and three, but there's another guy, and I had never noticed this before, and this is brilliant on his part, okay? He parks in the middle of the three and three.
So
he can go this way or he can go that way, okay? And so what I did was I eased up alongside of him so that he couldn't get into the one lane. And I kept looking over at him, and he wouldn't look at me. See?
So you impeded a man who goes both ways. I think that's good. You're standing up for truth, justice, and the American way. And, Dan, you know, with these stimulus checks out now, first of all, did you get one? I would find it hard to believe that anybody that was working 2.5 minutes a day, which was your shift at WEC, I don't think there's anything on the chart for 2.5 minutes a day, is there?
Well, wait a minute. Now, see, I don't even have that job anymore. I was fired.
I know you were fired. So anyway, what I was going to ask is, the bank asked me to ask you if you could bring some money back so that they could cash those stimulus checks.
Now, you know what? You always paint this image of me as being fabulously wealthy.
Yes.
Down to my last $3 million.
I know. Isn't that terrible when that happens? I've applied when the municipal buildings are open here in Pendleton. I'm going to apply to be adopted as your grandson.
Hey.
That's the job I want.
Fantastic. You're always great talking to me.
Yes, I'm sure. Thanks. Don't ever call us again. Goodbye. Oh, you know, what's funny is that story he told about the guy parking in the middle. Exactly the same thing happened to us a couple weeks ago. I've only been out of the house twice and never out of the car. But went to the bank to deposit a check. And the bottom line is the same exact thing happened. As the two lanes became one, some guy was parked in the middle. And we commented, look at this. I mean, you got to be civil, but somebody's always trying to get there ahead of you. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBN. It is Beach & Company. I'm Sandy Beach, along with Tony Caligiuri and Joseph Beamer. And my whole life, I've been observant. I look at things and see things in there that most people would just, okay, I saw that, and I'm going to move on. But with me, I mean, it's like, I could make a joke out of that. Well, I saw something this morning, and I know, first of all, I can tell you right now that some of you are probably going to go tisk, tisk. Why is he saying things like this? Okay? And it's not personal. You got to understand, it is not personal. It's just an observation. All right? This morning, I was watching Fox and Friends on, strangely enough, Fox. And they were interviewing a person. And they had the split screen. You know, and these two people were obviously not in the same room. They're in separate places. One of them is either on the set at Fox or at his house. The other, I don't know where, but they had the little frame around both of them. So they were not together. And the fact that they're not together means that the angle of the camera wouldn't be exactly the same. The lighting wouldn't be exactly the same. So it could be that this person was a victim of circumstances, okay? And as I said, it is no harm. I'm not trying to be a smart guy. I'm not trying to be, just a bad boy. No. I saw this morning on television the scariest looking nun I have ever seen in my life. Let me just tell you what I saw, okay? I'm looking up at the screen, and first of all, Steve Ducey is on the left-hand side. The nun is on the right-hand side. She's twice the size of Steve Ducey. Looked like she could be wearing a running back number. Easily, twice the size. Huge shoulders. I mean, monstrous shoulders. And here's the scary part, is she was wearing a habit. All right, she was wearing a habit, and it was very tight around the features of her face, so that all you saw was the mouth and the eyes. You didn't see ears, you didn't see cheeks, you didn't see eyebrows. All you saw were eyes and a mouth, and when she talked, maybe a little bit of teeth. That's it. And I'm just telling you, it was scary. It really was. Now, I don't know. Maybe it was the camera angle. Bernie, come here. Now, Bernie, you saw the same thing I did. Am I exaggerating?
You're not exaggerating, but I can tell you did not go to Catholic school growing up.
They were all wearing their habits then. Yeah, I understand that.
She looked just like the teachers that we had, and that's why we all learned, because we were very afraid.
Well, I'm looking at her. And she's talking, okay, and the big feature that you saw were her eyes, and they looked like two giant eggs. I'm not making any of this up. And she had rosy cheeks. And when she was looking at the camera, she wasn't looking at the camera, she was staring at the camera. So it's almost like, who's this cameraman? Didn't I have him in third grade? I think he's got ruler marks on his knuckles from being in my class. So I don't mean any disrespect. I truly don't. I'm just saying that it was really a scary moment. Either of you guys ever see anything like that?
No.
You don't want to get in on this with me, do you? Hey, I'm willing to share the check with you. Well, anyway, no disrespect. I'm just telling you what I saw, but... Boy, if you were in fourth grade and she was your teacher, you would get your homework done in time.
Yeah, you behaved.
Yeah, I guarantee it. All right, let's see. What else is going on? Tony, I've just got good news. I've just found a way to make sure you don't get any Jell-O and marshmallows on your floor anymore. You want to know how?
How?
Have your daughter move to another house. So what happened? She snuck food in her room and it got all over the floor?
Yeah, she's had a habit lately of trying to sneak goodies into her bedroom and leaves a mess. I've found chocolate on the walls and her
chocolate
sheets.
On the walls.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. So last night, Nick was searching for something in her room. And he goes, Dad, you might want to come check this out. That's not a good thing when you hear your kids say
no,
that.
No, when your son says you might want to check it out, that's not a good deal. Was it hard to get out?
Well, I had to do a lot of scrubbing and, some elbow grease.
You are a good daddy.
I'm trying.
All right, when we come back, we've got something to talk about. I hope you're interested in on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyway, we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. Got an email here from Gina Latuca from the SPCA. I love her new last name. I think it's great. Doesn't it sound like an Italian dish? Wait a minute. She is an Italian dish.
Oh!
Thank you. Thank you. Try the veal. We'll be here all week. And the SPCA is doing a little fundraiser deal called Are You a Fanimal? Now, it's a little too long for me to explain it just verbally right now, but we posted it on the Facebook page, on the Sandy Beach Facebook page, and see if you are a fanimal, and of course, any proceeds from this go to very good cause, and that would be the SPCA. All right, let's get rocking and rolling. Some questions. One of them I've had in the standby on-deck circle for a few days, and the other one, I got started by seeing something that happened yesterday specifically, but I'm asking if the police should enforce the rules regarding social distancing, masks, things like that, and just the rules of what businesses are not allowed to be open right now. Should the police enforce it? Now, there was a tragic story within the last week, I'm thinking. A security guard tried to enforce one of the things at a grocery store and got shot and killed. I mean, very serious things. And I think it was like 2 days ago I noticed online that the police union in New York City, which is the heart of all of the problems that we have here with the virus, the police union does not want the policemen to have to enforce it, simply because people take it personally. Oh, I've been cooped up in my house and you're pushing me around. Isn't it great to have a badge? You know, all of this stuff. And the police see the danger, and it's been seen that there are dangers. So the police union doesn't want the police to enforce it. Now, if you have a law that's not enforced, you don't have a law. That's one thing. And then there was a story yesterday. It was all over cable, for sure. Is a woman owns a beauty salon in the Dallas area. And they've been out about the same time everybody else has been out. And obviously, she owns the salon, so she is taking a financial beating. And so she decided, I just can't take this anymore. I got to be able to feed my kids. So she got people that work for her on, they volunteered to come in. Nobody was forced to. She got masks and gloves and all that stuff. But the police had told her that she could not open because it was not allowed. And she just opened anyway. Okay. Then later, there was a court order presented to her, and she tore it up. She tore it up, and the judge, you know, reprimanded her, and she said, "I don't think it's selfish. I'm trying to feed my children," which you know, you can understand if you really don't have food for your children, you're liable to do anything for them, and so naturally, everybody, including the lieutenant governor of the state of Texas, came down on her side. They wanted to put pressure on the judge. The judge says, no, you won't put any pressure. He remanded her to jail for a week. So she is in jail now for a week. Now, a couple of things. Obviously, a woman trying to feed her children, who is trying to go by the rules except open the store. She wanted to open her store, but she had the paraphernalia, the gloves, the mask, all of that stuff for her employees. But when you tear up a court order right in front of the police, that's not going to have a good ending. Even though people will understand perfectly that you're distraught, but you got to think of the kids. The kids aren't going to be taken care of by you. They're going to be taken care of by somebody else while you spend a week in jail. So I think she was absolutely, the police overreacted, but I think she overreacted too. And then the consideration is that if you let her walk on this after tearing up a court order right in front of the police, then why even go out in the street and try and police it? You can't do it. I mean, it's sad. I can imagine I can understand her doing it, but it was the wrong thing to do. There have to be another way around it, but that's the way it is. So I'm asking, should the police enforce the rules such as masks? If you have a rule that you have to have, and it depends on what state you're in, what community, what county you're in, I guess. If you're supposed to have a mask on and you don't, maybe the first time you should get some kind of warning, but if it's a second time, maybe a small fine, something. Otherwise, why have any rules if they're not going to be enforced? And the second is anything like that. Obviously, I think almost all of us would sympathize for the woman, but you have to understand that without law, we have anarchy. Now, that may seem like a bit of an overstatement because here's a woman trying to protect her kids. That's what she said, and I'll take her at her word for that. And I sympathize, and I would support her. If they were taking a collection, I would give to it. But I'm saying you can't really come down on the police because they're enforcing a law that they're supposed to be enforcing. So I want to know, should the police be enforcing those rules? And the second is, today is the National Day of Prayer. I think it would be wonderful if sometime, no matter what your religious affiliation is, no matter whether you consider yourself super religious, whether you're not religious at all, it would be nice if sometime in this 24-hour period, a prayer was said for the welfare of those suffering from the virus and protect the rest of us who aren't suffering from it because we may run into it somewhere down the line. Do you believe in something like this? Nobody's going to force you to say anything or do anything. It's strictly up to you. And what you say and what you do is also up to you. So I'd like your opinion on, should the police enforce these rules with maybe a small fine? Jail seems extremely extremely over the top, but I think it was an over the top situation in Dallas. And the National Day of Prayer, is that a good idea? 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, and *930. Two basic questions. Should mask enforcement and the rules regarding social engineering, not social distancing, not social engineering, social distancing and the various equipment and whether your store is allowed to be open, should the police enforce that? Should there be warnings given first and maybe a small fine, yay or nay? And also, today is the National Day of Prayer. What do you think of that? I think that's a great idea. And it doesn't matter what religion or if you're a member of any religion, just the thought of sending the word up there that we could use a little help here. I think it's a good idea. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930. Let us go to line four. This is Mike in West Seneca. Mike, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy. Thanks for taking my call. Just real quick, I get the mask. I get the distancing and everything like that. It's the right thing to do, wash your hands and everything. But I want to tell you something. My wife and I were out to Lowe's and a liquor store on Saturday, and it was unbelievably packed.
Yeah, I know somebody who owns a liquor store and said that it's a very brisk business. Yes, okay.
I mean, there's no way people are 6 feet apart. And the other thing is, I watched Mario Cuomo on Tuesday and Wednesday, and if I was a news reporter, I would ask them, you know, you close all the barber shops and all the hair salons. Who cut your hair yesterday? Because Tuesday he had long hair. Wednesday he had a real short haircut.
Well, if you can talk to Mario Cuomo, we'd like to have you do it on this show because he's dead.
Our Andrew Cuomo, that's why.
Everybody does that. Oh, so he had, I think his, I heard that his brother offered to cut it. I don't know if he let his brother cut his hair or not, but so he's had a haircut. Well, anybody can do that. I mean, even though I come from a long line of barbers, anybody with a pair of scissors can try and cut it anyway. All right, that's a good question, and thank you for calling. I appreciate your call. Thank you. I didn't notice the length of his hair. It's not something I notice. I have cut, I've done, so because my relatives are barbers, were barbers. My grandfather was a barber, had his own shop. My Uncle Tony had his own shop. My cousin Sonny had his shop. My Uncle Bruno had a shop. My grandfather taught all of them, okay? I figured that, how hard can this be? And once I was out at the barn with my horse and my wife's horse and her forelock. You know what a forelock is? It's the hair that comes down from the top of the head of the horse down near the eyes, okay? That's the forelock. And it was looking a little long. And I said to Susan, it was her horse, I said, why don't you mind if I give a try and just tidy up the hair a little bit, okay? She said, okay. So I got a pair of scissors and a curry comb, and I combed it out. And then I just took the hair at the bottom and held onto it, and I took the scissors and cut a parallel line right like that. I figured I'm going to give her some bangs. The horse is going to have bangs. So clip, clip, clip. And then I had her shake her head. You know, horses do that all the time. She obviously didn't like it, and I can understand why. She looked like Dutch Boy Paint. You know the logo for Dutch Boy Paint? It's got a flat set of bangs in the front. The horse looked at me like, how could you do this to me? What did I ever do to you? I gave up cutting hair after that. It's a lot more involved than that. That's my only hair cutting story I have out of my entire career. Let's go to Wade in Cheektowaga. Wade, you're on WBEN. Hello, Wade. Wade is on line one.
Hello, Sandy.
Hello, Wade. There you are. I knew you'd show up. What's on your mind today, Wade?
Well, the rest of the story on that hairdresser in Dallas, she also got a $7,000 fine along with jail time.
Yeah, she got a week in jail. I was not aware of the fine, so she got fined $7,000. Wow, that's pretty serious stuff.
Well,
I you know, we're all rooting for the woman with the kid, but if you don't have law and you turn out to have laws that aren't enforced, it's the same thing as not having law.
Yep.
You can end up with anarchy.
But the thing is that the Democratic judge, and he let out I don't know how many felons out of jail.
Oh, so he let felons out because of the trend to let felons out, but he nailed the woman. Well, I think that tearing it up in front of a court order in front of a law enforcement officer is not a good idea. There had to be other ways to do it.
Oh, and I understand that, but just the irony of the whole thing, here he's letting out felons who immediately get out and start
committing crimes again. Yeah,
and yet she's trying to get some money to take care of her kids, and he gives her a week and a $7,000 fine.
I understand what you're saying, and I can't disagree. It seems like an injustice, and I think that if they had, if she had not done that so publicly, they might have come to some kind of accommodation, because I don't think the judge relished throwing her in jail, mother of several kids, but I don't think he had much choice. And regarding the felon thing, I'm very much against that. Hey, thanks for the call, Wade. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. I hear Rush Limbaugh's parade is about to come by on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.